Recording. Okay, can you talk once? I just want to hear you.
Hi Pranay, how are you? Sorry, hi Tanmay, how are you?
Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the iPhone launch in 2020. What a year it's been. Quite crazy. I don't need to tell people how good or bad this year has been, but to top it off, we have an iPhone launch in October for the first time in God knows how long. As far as I can remember, most iPhone launches have been in September in the last 4 or 5 years. So this has been a unique year in which the iPhone launch itself has had to be pushed back. Now, Apple has announced 4 new iPhones and we have the pricing for all of these iPhones for India. The company has also announced a HomePod mini, which is a smart speaker powered by Siri, and that is also available at what seems to be a fairly decent price in India. We'll be talking about these things, and apart from that, we'll also be talking about prices of older iPhones which have been cut right after the launch of the iPhone 12 series in the country. And apart from that, last thing we'll be discussing is Amazon and Flipkart are going to be having some sale. Now, we spoke about that at length in a previous episode of the podcast, but on this episode, we are going to be talking about some of the deals that we have already seen. We know the pricing of some of the best iPhone deals in these sales. So whether it makes sense to buy Apple iPhones from Apple's own site, because there are some interesting offers there as well, or do you buy it from Amazon, and where do you get the best deal? So we'll be talking about all of these things with our friend of the podcast, Preshit Devrukkar, who's here with us. Hi, Preshit.
Hi, it's great to be back.
Yes, once again, I have forgotten your designation and what you do. So by now, I'm pretty sure you've become director of some company and like the co-founder of 3 different conglomerates or something.
Let's just stick to friend of the podcast.
Okay, so you can find him on Twitter at Preshit. That's Preshit. So you can definitely look him up. And in case there are any errors in this podcast, that's the guy you contact. You don't contact me in any way.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful. Okay, I'm your host Pranay Parab. And I think this is an episode which I would like to kick off by talking about the HomePod Mini. But how do you feel about that, Preshit? Do you want to talk about the HomePod or the iPhones?
Let's start with the HomePod. I have been looking forward to getting one for a while now, but then I think we've spoken offline about this and you have a HomePod on your own. And I've mentioned that I was planning to get one, but somehow the price was just too high to sort of dive into it, because Siri for me is a hit and a miss always. But it's good to see that they have a mini model now, and the price of, I believe it's around 10,000 in India. So yeah. Doesn't seem like a very high price to maybe get one and try it out.
Yeah. So it's 9,900 rupees to be specific, the price of the HomePod Mini in India. And I mean, apart from the fact that in terms of the size, it's smaller, this is maybe a much more accessible HomePod, because when the original HomePod had launched, it was at $350, which, I mean, if you use Apple's conversion rate for India, that would translate to roughly 35,000 rupees, because usually Apple prices its products at around 100 rupees per USD. You can factor in import duties and other stuff in that conversion rate. So when it launched, it was pretty expensive, and in the US, people paid nearly $400 for that, because if you include tax, $350 plus tax, it was quite something to pay for it. So the strong point of the HomePod has always been the sound quality, but there are multiple weak points for the original HomePod, which also apply to the HomePod Mini. Now, I haven't used the HomePod Mini, but as somebody who's been using the HomePod for almost 2 years now, I can definitely say a lot about what you should think about before buying this speaker. So the number one thing was that the HomePod is also available in India officially at 19,900 rupees. So at twice the price, you can get 2 HomePod minis or you can get 1 HomePod. That's basically how you can look at it. The HomePod is powered by Siri, which for me is mostly a miss. I cannot come here and say that the Siri is a hit or miss. Sometimes it's able to do what I ask it to. I have an Apple Music subscription, so that works pretty well with the HomePod. So if I tell the HomePod, play a song, it will usually play like the song I want, but sometimes I want some things from Indian artists, especially those with names that are not that easy to understand for Siri. So in that case, I really struggle. Like sometimes the songs are there on Apple Music, I can see it on my phone, I can search and find it, but Siri does not understand and does not play it. So I'm not too fond of that, but the sound quality has definitely been very good for me. I really like that. Apart from that, with the HomePod, I should say that it's an AirPlay speaker. Now, that comes with a lot of limitations, right, Prishit? I don't think it's very accessible to most people.
Yeah, I think you've explained it pretty well. The Siri thing, I mean, looking at the HomePod as a Siri speaker is just not something, you know, you should be excited about, because like for me, even Siri on the iPhone, I almost never use it except for maybe asking it for weather or simple, you know, unit conversions. But apart from these, I almost never use Siri on the iPhone. So getting a dedicated speaker powered by Siri is just not something I would go for. But I do look at the HomePod Mini or even the HomePod, if it was priced decently, as a good quality, a speaker that gives me a good quality sound and with the addition of AirPlay features on it.
Yeah, true that. So the AirPlay aspect of it is something that can be both a boon and a curse, in my opinion. It's a boon if you have multiple products that are in the Apple ecosystem. Now, the best way to explain this is, for example, if you have something playing on the iPhone, you can just take your iPhone near the HomePod and it will automatically like give you a prompt which says, do you want to send this music to the HomePod? And it will do that. Similarly, that same thing works with an iPad also, as far as I'm aware. So that is really nice, and it's possible because of this tight integration between Apple products. At the same time, the disadvantage of AirPlay is that you definitely need a Wi-Fi router in the house. AirPlay works over Wi-Fi, so the devices have to be on the same network for it to connect. It's not really a disadvantage for most people who have Apple ecosystem products, because you have Apple products and you don't have a router in the house. That's probably like a very niche use case, yeah, as far as I can think of. So it will be a disadvantage for people who don't have many Apple products in the house. Maybe let's say if you have just one Apple product or no Apple products, then it doesn't make any sense to get this. It is pretty good, like as a speaker for your existing Apple device, whether it's an Apple TV, a MacBook, if you're watching a movie, it makes for a really seamless and nice experience, in my opinion. You don't even have to pair it with any devices or anything. It's just like you send audio automatically. All those things work fairly seamlessly. But at the same time, if you have a PlayStation 4, an Xbox One, any other device in the house, there's like a very, I don't know if you can even connect it to the HomePod. Like there's no port on the HomePod, right? You don't have an aux cable input or anything like that. You can't connect any random devices via Bluetooth either. So it does become very, very niche for a lot of people.
Yeah, I look at it sort of as an extension of the ecosystem you're already in. So for someone who's maybe using an Android phone or has multiple devices, then it's just better to get a normal speaker. But then this, maybe if you have an iPhone and an iPad, or if there are multiple people in your house who use iOS devices, then this makes for a good purchase, because especially the features that they have demoed in the HomePod Mini, wherein you have the, I believe it's the walkie-talkie feature, or like the handoff feature for music. I think these features you will really enjoy if you already have multiple iOS devices in the house.
Yeah, true that. So it's just a shame that you have to use Siri with this. That's like, I have actually tried disabling Siri on the HomePod for about like 6 months or so. And well, that was not a very fun experience, because the HomePod, it works best when you're just in the room and you just tell it, like, play this, play that, or read out my messages or things like that. But it definitely struggles a bit if you have to send stuff to the HomePod, because the interface on iOS to send music to the HomePod is a bit clunky. You have to like go to that control center, and then they'll first be like your music player, which is your phone's music player. You switch to the HomePod and then you play it there. So if you don't use Siri, then the convenience factor reduces quite a bit. That's part one. Part two here is that the HomePod also struggles quite a bit if the Wi-Fi range is a little weak where you place it. Now, it struggles with both handoff, like, or playing content from any existing Apple device, and if you want to play music via Siri, etc. So you'll often hear things like, I can't find that, I'm not able to connect to the internet, and things like that. So make sure that wherever the HomePod is, that place has good Wi-Fi range. That's another thing to keep in mind. But with the HomePod Mini, the pricing, I think, is pretty good. $9,900 for what you're getting there is good. But like the original HomePod, I have a feeling that the HomePod Mini will excel when you have at least two of them in the house with those automatic pairing and other features that Apple announced. So yeah, appreciate ₹20,000, right, going on this.
I mean, like I said, I'll probably get one at first and see how it actually works for me. and maybe because ultimately pairing two of them together and using as a stereo pair is what I would go after. But right away, I'm not spending 20k on it.
Yeah, true that. So just to clarify a few more things here, how it works is basically if two HomePod minis are next to each other, they become a stereo pair. Basically easiest way to describe it is left channel audio on one and right channel audio on the other. So it could be a nice companion set of speakers for your Apple TV or other devices. And this is same, I think with the HomePod mini, they've added automatic pairing. Like, I don't think you need to set it up specifically. If they're near each other, they automatically pair. So that's one good feature. But if you're thinking that you'll pair your original HomePod with a HomePod mini as the second speaker just to save some money, that's not going to happen. Like, I don't think you can use it as a stereo pair if it's like
a yeah, there's some uncertainty device around that because no one has received review units yet, I think.
Yeah, so I think it makes sense logically speaking also. Like, if one speaker is different from the other and you want to use it in a stereo pair, the sound quality is going to be slightly off balance, right? That's how I look at it. So
they also showed something wherein if you go from one room to the other and if you have HomePod minis in both these rooms, your music will automatically start playing on the other one.
Yeah, so I think like already you can do it on the original HomePod, but the automatic bit is the new thing, what they're saying. So basically on the original HomePod, you can pair it in such a way that your two HomePods are in different rooms and they are playing the same thing. But I'm not entirely sure if you can do things like when you walk into the next room, it'll automatically start playing on that speaker.
Yeah, I think it uses the U1 chip in the newer iPhones to do that. I might be wrong, but I think that's what I understood from looking at the keynote and bits yesterday.
True that. So we've come a long way now from waiting for about a year and a half for the original HomePod to come to India to having it on day one for the HomePod.
That was a bit surprising for me, to be honest.
Yeah, same. If you told me that there's one product in this event that will not be launched on day one, I would have said HomePod Mini, like without a doubt. But clearly not. Now that the Apple online store is open in India, maybe Apple wants to add more products to the store just to make it look a little less empty. So that's probably where it's at. So yeah, I think about the HomePod Mini, there's not much more to say. We haven't really used one. So until the sound quality is clarified, I would not be too excited about it. I would definitely want to know how it compares against the original HomePod. If it can match the sound quality, then I'm interested. But if it can't, then not really. Then I'll just wait for the original HomePod to be discounted a little more and complete my stereo pair.
Yeah, and a couple of things I do want to add here is, this is a good speaker if you already use Apple Music. But for me, like I'm a Spotify user. So, and Apple specifically left out Spotify on their slides where they talked about the HomePod Mini yesterday. So I don't know how the experience is going to be knowing that Siri is a hit and miss and I have to use Spotify on that. Do you have an experience with that?
So, from what I saw during the keynote, they said that Amazon Music will be supported, right? I'm not sure if they said anything about Spotify. So, basically, like the feature you're talking about, for me, how it works is you call out Siri and you tell Siri to play a certain song. Now, here, it will by default select Apple Music. If you don't have Apple Music, then I guess these services that are now integrated, whatever that iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, all these things are coming to the HomePod. As of now, I don't think they are there. So you can't really ask Siri to play like a song from YouTube, for example, right now. At least that's my understanding. I could be wrong here, but I had tried it a few months ago and it wasn't working for me. So the only service it supports right now is Apple Music. But if you want to play songs from Spotify to Apple to the HomePod, then I think it should be possible. Because
I think AirPlay, then it would just work as a AirPlay speaker.
Yeah, exactly. So that's probably the only way to do it right now. The integration between HomePod and Spotify, I'm not entirely sure if it's going to happen anytime soon, simply because these two companies, Apple and Spotify, are locked in some kind of
legal
battle. And also they, in general, have been like at a little hostile towards each other because of, you know, various things that, you know, are outside the scope of this podcast. So that particular integration, I'm not sure will happen anytime soon. But Amazon Music and maybe other music services could come to the HomePod Mini also. Like, especially if they're like serious about optimizing for India, other services are also there. Like JioSaavn is fairly popular. I think, you know,
Yeah, I think they will include an API in the OS, because not allowing Spotify specifically will just make the case for Spotify in the code, right? So I think they might just do an API in the
near future.
I believe it runs on tvOS, HomePod OS,
I guess. I don't know what it's called. Please don't like send us emails or whatever about this, because that's like a very confusing thing. I still haven't gotten used to saying iPad OS, so forget HomePod OS. So that's another thing altogether. But yeah, just to add one last thing to your point, you know, even if they built in that API on the HomePod or something, Spotify is not going to adopt it on day one. It's going to take its own sweet time to bring it, and, you know, at that time, it'll just be like one of those performative things that these big conglomerates do, which is, you know, it is available, but we still will either complain about it or we'll, you know, be just a little unhappy about the whole situation or whatever. So let's not get into that. Let's move on to the more exciting thing about today's episode, which is the iPhone 12 mini, 12, 12 Pro, 12 Pro Max. My mouth is already hurting just saying these names. So yeah, so which of these is the most exciting iPhone for you?
To me, as a photography enthusiast, I think the 12 Pro Max is what I'm eyeing right now, because I've been using the XS Max for 2 years now. So the size isn't really a bother for me, because I'm just used to it now. And the photography specific features that they've added, the sensor shift OIS and the Pro RAW and the slightly more telephoto lens, I think those are the features that I'm really excited about. Also the larger sensor in the 12 Pro Max.
Yeah, and also that LiDAR sensor, right? I think, see, the AR use case, the augmented reality use case for that, I don't really care about it, honestly. But what I do care about is that low light video and photo focus thing.
Autofocus.
Yeah, so that's something good. Like, I think they had announced basically that if when you're shooting low light video, focus hunting, which is the subject would be caught easily by that LiDAR sensor, and it will stay in focus without actually looking for it again and again because the image is too dark. So that's one advancement. And the second thing is that even when you're taking low light photos, it's quick to identify the subject and will keep it in focus, as opposed to sometimes giving you blurry shots and sometimes not being able to take the right picture. That is the main advantage. But all of these things could be yours for a starting price of 1,29,900 rupees. So Prishit, EMI, or you have the cash lying around and you're just going to immediately order?
I wish I had cash lying around. But I'm looking at maybe, you know, selling off the XS Max and then getting the 12 Pro Max. Yeah. Or saying the name is a mouthful.
Exactly, right? I mean, imagine I've been writing this since the Apple event began. I was doing a live blog for Gadgets 360. And man, every time I had to write iPhone 12 Pro Max has this specification or has this feature, I was just crying, seriously.
I've started using abbreviations for it. So every time I mentioned in the chat with friends in the last 24 hours, I've always said 12 p.m. to mention that.
Oh, yeah. You could either look at it as a time thing or you could look at it as a prime minister. So yeah, anyway, so the iPhone 12 Pro Max definitely is where it's at, but even if you get the iPhone 12 Pro, you will get most of these features. The sensors are not as advanced, and the form factor is not as large. The iPhone 12 Pro Max is at 6.7 inches, whereas the iPhone 12 Pro is at 6.1 inches. The price,
I think that's a positive.
Yeah, it is a positive. The price difference is just 10,000 rupees, at least for the base variants of these two devices. So you can have an iPhone 12 Pro for just 1,19,900 rupees. It's, well, 1 minute of silence for all those people who thought this would be at 99,900 or something like that.
Oh, Apple is making them in India now. The prices are going to reduce.
Yeah, but I don't think that Pro series was ever made in India, or in the near future will be made in India, because of these.
Let's see. Lots of investments happening here.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
Yes, there's always hope about that. That's for sure. So about the 12 Pro series, apart from the camera advancements, is there anything else that we are missing? 5G, they are getting some extra fast 5G band for the US only, but that's not coming to India for sure.
The millimeter wave thing.
Yeah, so that's not very relevant. But battery life would be more, I guess, if you get that. Video recording photography is definitely better. Oh yeah, I think they had some advancements in low light photography, like the night mode would be much, much better on the Pro series is what they had said. So that's something to look forward to. But the pricing is just crazy in India. I mean, So, like I told you right at the beginning of the podcast, right, it's $1 for 100 rupees is the exchange rate that they roughly follow. And by that logic, it should have been at 99,901,09,000 or thereabouts. But even if you assume that the new tax regime, you know, increases the pricing or something, I was thinking 1.05 lakhs and 1.15 lakhs for these two. But they're just like far above even that, like 1,20,000 and 1,30,000 is just beyond what most people can afford. So
also something that I didn't catch in the video yesterday, but later learned about it, is the 12 models use aluminium casing, whereas the pro ones use the surgical grade stainless steel for them.
Yeah, so are you looking forward to aluminium or stainless steel? I have no idea which of these is better.
I mean, I don't know. I have used, I think I last used the 5S, which had the aluminium thing around it with a similar, you know, flat edge design. But then, like I said, I'm already looking at the 12 Pro Max as my next upgrade. So I think steel is what I will have to live with.
Okay, theek hai, chalo. So we will see how that goes. Maybe you'll be back to talk about how great the 12 Pro Max is, because after you spend that much money on that phone, I don't think there's I don't think you will want to say anything bad about it. So well, the 12 Pro series definitely looks very interesting, but quite frankly, it's not something that I'm even thinking about, because there's no way I can afford it. This year I am in the market for a new iPhone myself, and the 12 mini and the iPhone 12, those would have been phones that I would have gone for under normal circumstances. But let's quickly talk about those phones before I get to which phone I would like to buy this year. So 69,900 rupees is the starting price for the 12 mini, and it's 79,900 rupees for the iPhone 12. So the differences between these two, again, screen size and nothing else as far as whatever was announced on stage yesterday. The screen size for the iPhone 12 mini is 5.4 inches and the screen size for the iPhone 12 is 6.1 inches, which is identical to what you get on the 12 Pro. Now, a couple of things I want to call out here before you speak about these phones, Prishit. One is 64 GB storage on the base variants on the non-Pro iPhone 12s. It's actually good to see that the Pro models, which cost more than 1 lakh rupees, have moved to 128 GB. So that's something I'm happy about. But non-Pro, again, at 70,000 and 80,000 rupees, you're getting only 64 GB of storage, which can't be expanded. I think that's a bit too less. I really think that they should move to 128 across the board. That's one thing.
Yeah, that's an odd omission to have on the 12 models.
Yeah, but the second thing is something I'm happy about, which is all iPhones have moved to OLED displays, no more LCD iPhones in the 12 series. So they're calling it some Super Retina XDR or something, which is, you know, a bit confusing, because I did see that Pro XDR display at one of their events. I think it was WWDC in 2019. Yeah, that was stunning. I'm not sure how stunning this particular display will be without seeing it. Really, you can't say much. So yeah.
They did spend a lot of time in the keynote talking about how good the display is, you know, brighter colors, more vivid and all that. Also, I think they added more resolutions to the display now. So it's a higher pixel density. But like you said, till I actually see one in hand and actually look at the display, there's not much to comment.
Yeah, true that. I actually am not a huge fan of that whole culture that's come up now, just looking at specifications and comparing things. We've seen more than once that...
What, you don't like the hands-on review visually?
Well, to be honest, it's moved on from that a long time ago. Now it's become more like eyes on review, or, you know, I read it on a website on review.
So crazy.
Yeah, definitely. So good to see that they've moved to OLED displays. I'm still not particularly happy about the pricing of the latest iPhones. It's 70,000. Honestly, they've done well, I would say that. If it's possible to say that, compared to the US price. And what you get over there, long-term software support and other things, all really good. But the iPhone that I would have liked to get would have been the iPhone 12 mini, because the form factor is really nice. It's the same form factor in terms of the dimensions of the device, at least, as the iPhone 7, more or less. And that's the iPhone that I've had for 4 years now. So that is going for it. That 5.4 inch OLED display is also something that I would definitely like to upgrade to. Having used OLED iPhones, I can say that, you know, the display quality has been pretty good. But hopefully, after reviews are out, we'll see that these are also pretty good. I really hope so, at least. So these are two things. But At the same time, I really worry about battery life. Even on the Apple side, if you check, they do say that the battery life is a little less than what you get on the regular iPhone 12. And having lived with the iPhone 7 for 4 years, I can tell you after the first year, the battery life has not been good. I had to replace the battery once at the end of the second year to once again, you know, enjoy 1 year of good battery life. So that's one thing I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah, the 12 mini for me is just out of question because, like I said, I've been using the 10S Max for almost 2 years now, and I was using the 7 Plus before that. So I've been just used to big sizes now. So, and I have a old iPhone 6 lying around that if I use today, is just like tiny in my hands, and it's just almost very difficult to type on it. And I believe the 12 mini is even smaller than the iPhone 6 in terms of dimensions. So no chance I'm even considering that.
Yeah, true that. So the 12 mini is the one I would have liked to get personally. But unfortunately, 64GB storage for 70,000 rupees is just out of my budget right now. The 128 would have been the one I would have looked at. So that and the battery life. So ideally, the iPhone that if I had money, the one that I would be looking at would be the 12 128GB. Well, but, you know, it's at like something like 90,000 rupees, which at this moment I cannot afford. So, well, that's out of the question. But anything else you want to, like anything else that caught your eye about these phones that you want to talk about before we move on?
What do you think about the new color?
Pacific
blue.
Well, honestly, it looks really good in the slides and all, but I would like to see it in person before making any judgments.
Yeah, I think in the Pro series, the blue color looks good, but I'm not a fan of the blue in the non-Pro series because I think what they've done is in the last year's 11 models and after that, they have a glossy back on the non-Pro models, whereas the Pro models have a matte back. So the blue with the matte looks really good, but not sure it's going to look good in the non-Pro models.
Yeah, true. So I'm not going to say much about it until I check out these iPhones in person, because, you know, it's happened to me once, like the product red iPhones when they were first announced, I looked at them on stage and I was like, on the stream, I looked at it and I was like, no, this is not for me. It's too gaudy and whatnot. But when I checked out in these iPhones in person, they've actually done a very nice shade of red. So I quite like it. So I don't want to say anything right now and regret it later when I see it in person.
I'll say the same about the Apple Watch, though. When I saw it in the video, I wasn't a fan, but then the videos and all that I've seen of the watch, the red one looks really good.
Yeah, the product red version, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I never really thought that I would be shifting to anything except a black or a silver iPhone or any Apple Watch, because I'm not really, you know, that much of a fashionista or anything. I'm mostly just, you know, I just pick up a very simple color usually, but the product red is one that definitely tempts me every time I see it. I haven't seen it in the I haven't seen the product red Apple Watch yet, but I have definitely seen the product red iPhones, and I can say that it's something that I want and I'm probably going to be getting. So yeah, there's that. But otherwise, yeah, dual
Mac.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Go on.
Yeah, so the dual rear camera setup with that night mode on every single camera for the iPhone 12 series. Yeah, that's something that I definitely want, but unfortunately, no budget. Yeah.
Well, that's true for most Apple products these days.
Yeah, true. Anyway, you were saying something.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you think about the new MagSafe thing?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. We completely missed that, right? So that charger, the MagSafe one, I think it costs 4,500 rupees in India. It's not very badly priced.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, so even that leather wallet thing, the MagSafe accessory, that's at 6,000 rupees. I can't say that the wallet is well priced, but the MagSafe charger itself is fairly decently priced. I really like this direction that they're taking with the wireless charging thing. The magnetic snap-on thing, that seems really nice. And I think I really, really, really want that charger which lets you charge your iPhone and Apple Watch in the same case.
Yeah. I think the shipping later, right? They didn't make it available right away?
Yeah, I don't think it's available right now. It's not listed yet. Whatever it's called, Duo or something. I forgot what it was called. But either way, I mean, even if I get that one, I will only be charging my Apple Watch on it right now because, you know, of reasons I've specified, I think, four times on this podcast. So
Also, I have no idea why they even have the MagSafe cases. Like, what's the point there?
You mean those, whatever, that Among Us type case, like, which covers your iPhone entirely, things like that, or what?
Yeah, they have a specific, I think they show the transparent case with a white ring around the MagSafe thing at the back. Like, what is the point of that?
I know, branding show off. What else? See, honestly, I like some of the ideas that they've done with the MagSafe thing, especially that full coverall type case where you put your iPhone inside and it like makes it a clock.
Yeah. I think that'll be a hit in India. I've seen a lot of people use those leather cases with the display peeking out.
Yeah, true that. But, you know, at the same time, like I looked at the pricing of many of these cases, like the clear silicone case for the iPhone 12 series is at 5,000 rupees. So, I mean, I don't want to make any judgments or anything on, like, if you can afford it, if you can buy it, great. Like, Apple's first-party accessories are really good. Whatever I've used so far, I have mostly liked them. But the pricing is just sometimes, you know, hard to justify.
Yeah, but the thing is, most of these features, I think, work with magnets and it won't be difficult for, you know, knockoffs to just reverse engineers how the magnets work and just sort of have knockoff pieces in the market.
Yeah, just like we've had those made for iPhone things now. So I think they will have a program also for this, even for the official third party cases.
Yeah.
So we should see something more affordable than Apple's original products for sure. But the knockoff ones, I'm not entirely sure if I would like to use the charging accessories, but definitely, yeah, if there are more affordable cases that go well with these products, then why not? Because, you know, the case does not really need to have any certification per se, right? So
yeah, especially the leather thing with the cutout for the time and all, I think you will see a lot of knockoff products like that.
Yeah, exactly. So things like that I'm okay with, but the charger, well, yeah, those accessories, I would definitely get a certified one, even if it's not the Apple original one.
Also, talking about the MagSafe thing, I just want to say I would have loved to see a HomePod mini design that sort of incorporated the wireless charging into it. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, true that. You just like snap your iPhone onto the HomePod and it starts charging, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be killer. But I think we are only seeing the start of this ecosystem. I think it took like maybe what 15-20 years for those iPod docks to go away. And similarly, they moved to a different standard after that, which was Lightning port and this wireless thing. I don't want to like, again, try to sound like a Nostradamus or something. I really don't know that much about the future. But it does seem to me like eventually we are going to see a portless iPhone, which will be charged wirelessly only.
Yeah, there has been talk about it. But then like the way I look at it, if they've already removed the charging brick and the earphones from it, and if you would have just launched the HomePod mini with a way to, you know, wirelessly charge your iPhone on it somehow, or maybe have a slightly different design that lets you place your phone on the speaker or something, people would have just been more, you know, primed to buy that.
Yeah, true. But at the same time, I think there are some limitations in terms of heating and other things as well, which probably have not been ironed out yet. Like that would have been the goal maybe. But I guess first generation, this is the best you can expect right now.
Sure.
Maybe it would have been a bit too soon. Who is going to buy HomePod Mini 2 with that amazing wireless charger thing then? That's probably going to be the thinking. Or it's just not ready. We've already seen like a major embarrassment for Apple in that AirPower charger never shipping.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, exactly. So similarly, I think maybe they're just taking it a little bit slow here. But I'm pretty convinced that eventually, maybe 3 years down the line, we are going to see a portless iPhone, and this MagSafe charging is going to be the future of all kinds of charging. Now, they've already hit 15 watts, right, in terms of wireless charging support.
Using the MagSafe thing, yes.
Yeah, so that's faster than like the chargers you got in the boxes of like 90% of the iPhones out there. So like RIP, that 5-watt charger, finally. I think that's, you know, a good thing. So, but eventually, I think this is definitely the way they want to go now. So, yeah. But yeah, what do you feel about the charger and the earphones going away from the boxes of iPhones?
I don't buy the environmental thing. And honestly, just removing them from the box, I don't feel that's right. They should have had a better option for people who actually need it, you know, because this is just like pulling the rug under the feet. And especially since they're now including the USB-C to Lightning cable, a lot of people might not have USB-C chargers with them. So they would anyway have to get a brick to use that cable.
Yeah, and also a lot of people might not have the USB-C port in any of their devices to charge these iPhones.
Yeah.
So that's another thing to consider. But I'm happy about it for two reasons. One is that the iPhones that mostly I had bought, they all came with that 5-watt charger. So that was, you know, so unbearably slow that I never took it out of the box. So that's gone forever. And again, the earpods that came with the iPhones, I never really used them. I always preferred, even when the iPhone had a headphone jack, I preferred to buy a decent, affordable pair of in-ear headphones or AirPods. You know, I always was using those. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm unhappy because they did not put an 18-watt charger in the box and they did not give AirPods for free after you spend 1,20,000 rupees on your iPhone 11 Pro or iPhone 12 Pro, sorry, at least. You know, they increased the price so much. So if free AirPods were included in the box, I could have at least justified that by saying that, okay, look, you're getting AirPods.
They should at least have a deal on the online store saying that, you know, if you've purchased a new phone, maybe get a discount on the accessories or something.
Yeah, true that. So since you mentioned it, they do have a deal which says that if you purchase an old phone, which is the iPhone 11, then you get free AirPods starting on 17th of October until stocks last. So I'm not entirely sure about the logic on that. Like, on the one hand, like, the cynical part of me, it says that they have too much inventory of iPhone 11 and they want to start, like, moving that, you know, via these offers. And also, they have a lot of unsold AirPods lying around here. The second-gen AirPods, that's the one that's probably going to be given to people here for free with the iPhone 11.
Yeah, makes you think, right? Like, why only the iPhone 11 models? Like, why not the newer ones?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those who are buying the 12, for example, they're buying the latest iPhone, paying full price for it. It's not like Apple is going to discount those, right? The iPhone 11, the price has already been reduced. We'll talk about that in a bit. But right after this iPhone 12 was announced, right after the event, they basically reduced the price of the iPhone 11 by 15,000 rupees or thereabouts. But for the 12, no such thing has happened. So if those who are paying full price for a latest iPhone, they deserve some kind of a, well, I don't know, carrot thrown in there for them, like some incentive also. But yeah, I guess the purpose of this is to sell the slightly older device. It's not a bad device by any stretch of the imagination. The iPhone 11 is a really solid iPhone. But I do wonder why only this iPhone. Why? Like, I think even the 11 Pro should be there, right? It's also being discounted in one of these Amazon and Flipkart sales. And I'm not entirely sure why they don't give any offer on that. But anyway,
I did read a report on one of the websites which says that the discount is applicable also if you, you know, upgrade to the AirPods with a wireless charging case or if you want the AirPods Pro. So the same amount is discounted for the AirPods Pro as well.
So yeah, I mean, I think someone had also tweeted about this. So basically, if you get this iPhone 11, the value of AirPods is something like 15,000 or something, whatever the second gen AirPods is. The wireless charging case is, I think, at 18,000 or so. So you can pay the difference and get that. If you want an AirPods Pro, you can pay extra, whatever, 10,000 or 11,000 or whatever it is, and you can get that with the iPhone 11. So, see, I'm not saying that this offer is bad. This offer is great. I'm just wondering why only iPhone 11, which, you know, is a very cynical take on these things, but it's still something I'm thinking about. So
I think they will start including the 12 models as well, but let's see.
Yeah, I guess first it's important to move some units of the iPhone 11, which is not surprising, to be honest, because last year at some point someone at Apple finally figured out that selling the iPhone XR at 77,800 or 900 or whatever the price was is not a great idea in India, and they reduced the price to 60,000. And a similar thing has happened to the iPhone 11 now. The iPhone 11 had a starting price of 68,300 rupees for the 64GB variant. That's come down to 55,000. And the 128GB variant is just 5,000 rupees more. It's at 60,000. So that those things are in particular pretty good deals, and you can get some trade-in discount if you have an older iPhone, which I'll complain about in a bit, and you get free AirPods. So they're definitely giving you a good package overall. I really am pretty tempted, and that's probably the iPhone I'm going to buy this year. The product red edition of that iPhone. So that's what I'm looking at.
Also, they've removed the charging brick and the earphones from all newer models that they'll sell. So I'd love to see which units they are shipping with this deal. If they are older units, for example, they will have that charging brick and earphones inside. But I think the newer boxes won't have it.
Yeah, true. I think they'll be shipping the newer boxes only with this. Because, you know, partly I can maybe guess that a part of the reason why they're able to reduce the price of the iPhone 11 by this much is that they are removing these things from the box. So, you know, that's something to...
Then it makes for a good deal, because then you would need earphones anyway.
Yeah. So that's why, like, the AirPods deal makes sense. And the charger, like, if you're buying that iPhone 11, I think the charger costs, what, 1900 rupees, the 20-watt USB Type-C charger. So we'll have to see that. I actually don't even know what kind of cable comes in the box. Is it the Type-A cable with the iPhone 11 or the Type-C? I think it should be the Type-A.
If it's a newer boxes, then it's a Type-C one.
So that would be good, nah, right? Because you want to move to the Type-C thing. How long will you keep buying older MacBooks just to get that Type-A port, right?
True.
Yeah, so there's that. So, yeah, the trade-in program on the Apple Online Store is something that I've been looking at. It's a little bit vague, you know. So, I have a 4-year-old iPhone 7 that I want to trade in. But the questions that they ask, such as, is the device free of major scratches and cracks and other things? So, I'm not entirely sure if the answer is a yes or no answer. Because my iPhone, it has some minor scratches on the display, nothing major. There's no cracks. It's in good condition. It's working fine. The display is fine. Touchscreen is there, camera is working. It's my primary phone, like, basically nothing wrong with it as such. So there are some cosmetic scratches on the sides of the iPhone. For example, it's a black color iPhone, and you can see some silver on the sides just because it's worn, and sometimes, you know, it got a scuff mark or something. And at the base of the iPhone, where you have the screws over there, so I had got the battery replaced from Apple once. So they basically removed the screws once, and then they put them back in, just to replace the battery. So, do these things count as major scratches or no? I'm not entirely sure. So, what they're saying is, the person who is delivering the device will also, like, pick up your older one. They'll check the device, and then they'll tell you if everything is okay. If it's not okay, you'll just have to pay the difference over there with your card or something, and you can get the newer iPhone. So, I wasn't very happy with this explanation. Ideally, they should go out of their way to make it clear what kind of a condition is acceptable, what is not acceptable. And they should give you more options over there so that your trade-in value is not affected like crazy just because you're a little conservative in selecting those things. So,
yeah,
my iPhone, they're giving me something like 12,000 rupees off. Okay, now, that itself is a pretty good discount. But if I say that it has some scratches, basically just cosmetic damage and not anything that actually affects the device, then it goes to zero, because like, it counts it as like the glass at the back is shattered, like all those iPhones which have wireless charging and a glass back. So the glass shattering and scratches on the body are in the same question. So if you say no, there's zero trade-in value. And then there's one more question, which asks you if there are any scratches on the screen, all buttons are working, there's a camera turn on and all that. So in that, again, it's a yes-no question, right? So, like, how can you club so many things in, like, one question? The camera is working, my touchscreen is working, display is fine, you can watch movies on it, but there are some scratches on the display. So I say no to that, and my phone's trade-in value goes to 3,000 rupees, at which point I'm wondering, do I even want this discount?
Yeah, I think there should be some reference, you know, like, okay, show me two photos saying that this is okay, but this is not. At least there should be some point of reference. Because if you select these boxes, go for whatever discount is offered, and the Blue Dart fellow comes to your door saying that, you know, here's your new phone, and then points out, okay, no, there's a scratch there, so the value of that is, you know, it's going to cost you this much amount more. You're not going to say, wait, no, I don't want this new phone of mine. I'll wait another 2 weeks, but I want to argue about this scratch. You're probably going to spend whatever amount he says that, you know, you have to pay 5,000 more, and just take the delivery of your new phone. So there should be some point of reference on the website when you select these boxes.
That, and based on the wording on Apple's website right now, it looks like if the condition of the device is not what you describe it to be, so they will just give you like zero trade-in value. Like the you just pay the full difference, whatever trade-in discount is there, and you get the new phone. So it puts you in a bit of a bind, right? Like I would like to go to an Apple store, like a physical Apple store, and get the trade-in value checked and get the correct value of the device. I'm not saying that, you know, if my device is worth 3,000 rupees or something, I'm not saying that I want 12,000. I just want some clarity before I make the purchase.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so that's basically my problem with this trade-in process. But otherwise, I mean, the iPhone 11 deal is super tempting and I'm 99% sure that's the one I'm going to get. I'm just waiting for the Amazon deal to reveal itself and see what they're offering, because they're offering the iPhone 11 64GB at 47,999, which is a pretty good price. Apple official price is 54,900. So it all depends on the 128GB's pricing, which is not there. And even Flipkart has some pretty solid deals, by the way. Like, have you seen the pricing on Flipkart?
They usually have good pricing, but very low stock. So I'm not really hyped about that.
Yeah, well, while that is completely true, I don't deny what you're saying at all. But they are also selling the iPhone 11 Pro at something like 80,000 or something, which was a good deal in my opinion. But again, 64GB. So so there was that. But yeah, like you rightly said, stock is a problem. And I had discussed this with Harpreet in a previous episode of the podcast that, no matter how excited you are, ultimately it's all, you know, going to come down to how much stock they have and in how many seconds it's going to sell out. So that's what I'm looking at. Anyway, so this year, which iPhone are you buying finally? Are you sure that you're going to get that 12 Pro Max?
That's what I want, but I don't know which one I'm getting, because ultimately it's money that's going out of my pocket. So I have really no clue right now.
Okay. So I'll just...
Like it's either the 12 Pro Max or I'm just going to wait another year.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, at least there's some clarity there. For me, see, I'll tell you why I was a little confused. Okay. They reduced the price of the iPhone XR. They reduced the price of the iPhone SE as well. Okay. So the iPhone SE went to 40,000 rupees as a starting price. Now, I don't want the iPhone SE. I'm pretty sure about that. Simply because this is a device that has the same form factor as my iPhone 7, which I've lived with for 4 years. I don't want to spend another 3-4 years with a device that looks exactly the same. And also, I know the battery life on these devices, because of the tiny form factor and, you know, other factors, is not going to be great after the first year. So I definitely want something with better battery life. So even though the pricing is pretty attractive, that's not what I want. Then I looked at the iPhone XR. The problem is they've not reduced the price of the iPhone XR by that much, in my opinion. So if the price difference was a lot, I would have seriously considered the XR, because I don't mind having not having that night mode and having a single rear camera. These things I can live with. But if you look at it, the iPhone XR starting price is 47,900. And, you know, the iPhone 11 in the sale is going to be available at the same price. And official price is at just 7,000 rupees more. So I would pay that extra for that extra camera, night mode support. iPhone 11 also has a bigger battery. Not bigger, maybe better battery life than this one. So
yeah, I think that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Don't look at the XR.
Yeah, so that's why I'm now like pretty sure that I'm going to be getting the iPhone 11. And now it's just a matter of who has the best possible deal on the iPhone 11 128GB product trade edition device. If I'm not able to get it on the Amazon and Flipkart sales, then my option is going to be get it from Apple and get those free AirPods. That's pretty much it. So yeah, I think that sort of, you know, for me at least, I think we've spoken about everything that we should have from the Apple event. But why don't you tell me like some things that, you know, some any observations that you've had during this event, anything else you want to highlight? Free Apple Arcade subscription for 3 months for new iPhone buyers. Anything else that appeals to you? So excited.
I did like the I did like the transitions that they had in this video. Like the production quality was great as expected. But I like that they, you know, toned down the all the swooping and drone shots that they had in the previous one and sort of focused well on the sets and the transitions between presenters. So that was good to watch. And also I was hoping to see somewhere an Apple TV or maybe something about the new Macs, but I guess we'll have to wait for the November event again.
Yeah, the Macs are definitely coming in this year. They have already committed to launching one Apple Silicon Mac in 2020. So that definitely is happening later this year. The Apple TV is something that I think they've just forgotten about. I really, really, like I discussed this thing before as well with a few people offline, and in a future episode of this podcast, we will talk about what I want from the Apple TV 4K. But at this point, if you look at the market, just to summarize it, the Fire TV Stick 4K is at 6,000 rupees. The Mi Box 4K, which admittedly is not as good, does not have Dolby Vision support as far as I'm aware, is at 3,500 rupees. And the Apple TV 4K is at 17,400 or something like that. It's like 3x the price of the nearest competitor. Yeah. So I'm not entirely sure if, you know, that device should be there in its current.
I mean, when it launched, I think it was the first device that had Dolby Vision support in it. So it made sense back then in some way. But now that there's so much competition, I think they'll, because the theme so far has been to launch mini models, I'm hoping they launch a mini model of the Apple TV and sort of have it around the 10,000 price point.
Yeah, 9,900 for the Apple TV 4K mini or whatever it is. Please launch it. I will buy it day one. Like this, I can say for sure. I am really into watching movies on streaming sites and all these days. And with the Apple experience, you get a few things that the other devices cannot give you, which is better privacy. If people actually do their research on how much data smart TVs send, how much data they collect on you, you will be very surprised.
Absolutely. Like I have a Fire TV Stick. I have a Fire TV Stick 4K. I have a Mi TV. I have a LG WebOS TV with me. And I've used the experiences on all these products. The Apple TV experience is by far the best I've experienced.
Yeah, true that. So, I mean, apart from the revelation that you own a TV store, we can also like just safely say that not only does the Apple TV have a more powerful processor than most of these devices, at least the older version. I have not used the latest, the 2020 Fire TV Stick. I haven't used those. But the previous ones, the processor was way behind what you got on the Apple TV. The lag-free experience that you get on the Apple TV is definitely worth something. The interface is so nice. And if you are already in the Apple ecosystem, your purchases sync across devices. So many games that you already bought on your iPhone or iPad will work on the Apple TV. And the streaming experience is also just as nice as it is on your iOS devices. So a lot of
also,
things
like,
going for
most
it.
Most people have, you know, soundbars or good quality home theater systems connected to their TVs. So your Apple TV also works as a AirPlay source, AirPlay...
device.
What's the word?
Output device.
Receiver.
Okay. Yeah.
The Apple TV also works as an AirPlay receiver, so you can enjoy your music on good quality speakers. So I think that's also a positive point for the Apple TV.
Yeah, that's true. I really like that device. Like I had the non-4K Apple TV for a while. I think about a year or so I used it. It was absolutely the best streaming experience I've had. Like I'm also like a little sad because right now I'm down to some older version of the Fire TV Stick, I think, and the experience is quite laggy. So I'm not.
And it's not just about the UI, right? It's also the quality of the third-party apps that are there.
Yeah.
Most of the apps I've experienced on the Fire TV, or especially the Jio STV that I have, the apps are super buggy and they keep crashing a lot. But here, it's rock solid.
So, Prishit, buying an Apple Watch this year?
After talking about how I'm probably skipping the iPhone 12.
Hey, all that money that's lying around now, you have to spend it on something, right? Series 6
sure,
is a good
sure,
one.
I have lots of money lying around, of course.
Yeah. Come on, man. You are the co-founder and director of Prishit Enterprises or something. So,
like I said at the beginning of the episode, let's just stick to friend of the podcast. But legit though, it's my priority right now is upgrading my Mac because I have the 2016 bad keyboard model, of which a few keys I've already conked off. So I'm hoping they upgrade the MacBook Pro lineup, or maybe I'll just end up buying an iMac. The iPhone is the second priority, and then maybe if there's, you know, a few coins left in the pocket, then maybe the Apple Watch.
I love how you say a few coins. Huh? You have some gold coins or something that you'll buy the Apple Watch later.
If I'm using the gold bricks to buy the iMac and the phone, then the coins, the gold coins are what I'll use up for the watch.
Yeah. I mean, not to like, you know, mention any stereotypes or something, but I can already like imagine you walking around in a nice white shirt with all gold jewelry and a gold Apple Watch, a gold necklace and a gold iPhone all
around. Wow.
That would be something. But anyway, I think now it is a very good time to wrap up this episode of the podcast, although it could go on for another hour. I think the last 20 minutes we've just been babbling about something or the other that's not related to the Apple event. It's been fun though. Thanks a lot for joining.
Absolutely.
It was very good.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, once again, in case the two people who have stayed with us till this point of the podcast are still around, please follow Preshit on Twitter at @PRESHIT. That's where you can find him. Send all the complaints, all the appreciation his way over there. And if you have any questions, comments or feedback, you can write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. Finally, a couple of things that I have to say at the end of every episode. If you're interested in following our work, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at gadgets360. Or you can simply just like subscribe to this podcast. This is where we highlight a lot of the latest gadgets and happenings in the world of tech. You can use any podcast app of your choice. And finally, we'll be back with one more episode next week. So in the meantime, well, stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll see you next week.